What's wrong?
Oh, she took our Pringles. She took your can? I'm so
full
sorry.
Pringles? A can full of Pringles?
Gone? A whole can full of Pringles she stole.
Maybe she needed a snack.
Maybe she needed a snack. My mom was really excited about the Pringles. This is like
That's
hard.
Really sad. This is Where hard. Did they come from? Where did the Pringles
So
originate?
We saw the snack boy with the cart, and normally they don't bring Pringles to the room. But my mom saw them, and I was like, let's get the Pringles. We love Pringles. And so she got us two cans, and now they came in and cleaned, and it's not here anymore. So
oh my gosh, I'm so jealous. Like, tell me everything. The weather is perfect.
The weather has been perfect. It's been like 78, 80 and sunny every day.
Damn.
Like hardly a cloud in the sky. So it's hard to be mad. I was going to take you guys out on my back porch.
The way that you look like a golden sun-kissed tan goddess and I look like a dead colonial child. Like I am so jealous.
A dead colonial child.
I need to go get a spray tan right away. Like, I literally might go make an appointment right now. Like,
you
I'm
should.
So
Do it.
Envious.
Do it.
I'm
I went
so envious.
Too hard. I went, like, too hard the other way because I got very burned yesterday. And I just think, and honestly, I was going to have you guys outside. Like, I want to show you outside. That's, like, the pool. But there's a lot of people out there. And I just felt like it was probably going to be too noisy. But it would have been nice because then you would have heard the birds chirping and the palm trees and all that jazz.
I don't think my heart could have handled all that.
Yeah, maybe this is best. But yeah, no, a tan makes you feel good for sure. But I would say I don't believe in sunscreen in a can like spray. I need lotion and I'll tell you why. We used spray yesterday and like, I'm so splotchy.
It's just splotchy.
No, yeah. And you can tell, like, I protected my neck and my face very intentionally because, like, everything else is so red. And spray, you just can't.
It just doesn't work.
It's not the same. I really recommend lotion. I'm paying the price.
Yeah, especially, like, when it's March and, like, you're probably just not fully used to it quite yet. Like, maybe spray
Definitely
is more like
not.
An August kind of. Situation
right like when you have a really good base going but when you're still building your base you need lotion but it has been just great. We had a great time yesterday. We decided yesterday was going to be our day. Well, here's the thing, we couldn't really get, like, for a while we were like, we cannot get buzzed, like, even if we tried. Like, my mom had like 3 Cosmos like night before last.
Why?
And she was like, surely
what
this is gonna
that?
Do it. We both walked home, we were like, I'm so sober, like, I feel fine. And so we were like, what is the deal? Like, are they not putting stuff, like, but also they're open. We were like, do they water down their liquor here or something? But we see them open the new bottles, like, crack it open. So we're just a little perplexed. Like, it takes.
Was it over a long period of time?
No.
Because that can happen.
Oh. I mean, that can happen. But no, I mean, no, we felt like, the only way we started to feel something was yesterday. We just started ordering margaritas and a shot with it. Like, that's what is just what you got to do if you want to get like a little buzz going. So yesterday we finally were like, okay. And the drinks are good. Like, don't get me wrong. The drinks are good. And I can still tell there's tequila in there, but I agree. Like, I'm like the most heavyweight drinker either. So I would be the one to feel it. And I literally have had like 3 margs in a 2-hour period and like felt like nothing. So we were like, oh, that's so weird. So yesterday we were like, that was our day. We were gonna have a little fun because we weren't leaving the next day, you know, we still had a buffer. And so we just started ordering a margarita and then a shot next to it and then just did both. And that did the trick, let me tell you.
I love that
it did the trick. And then we
talk about a life hack.
Get the most for your money. It's all included. So we did that. And then we went up to the swim up bar and we met some friends. I don't know if you saw my close friend's story. I had never been in a preferred lounge and they were like, they have Patron in there. I was like, say less. Let's go. And they were like, come, you can come in our lounge. And we had already had, they'd introduced us to these shots called mini beers, which I was like, what's a mini beer? And
I don't know what that is.
It looks like a beer in a shot glass with all the foam, but then they put something in it called Liquor 43, which right. I've never
Is
heard of that.
Is there beer in it?
Yeah, I think it's half beer, half Liquor 43, and it tastes like a beer, but also like a kind of like a piece of cake at the same time. It's Whoa. Very odd. Like you look at it and you just think, oh, it's just gonna be like a shot of beer, like a, you know, like an iceberg is like a beer with like a little bit of margarita or something. Like you'd think it would just be a mostly beer hint of something else, and it like totally did not. You could close your eyes and be like, that was not beer. So they introduced us to those, and we had some shots. Yeah,
they sound so fun.
They were really fun. They just got married a week ago. So this is their, in Tulum. So this is their extended honeymoon. And I was like, of course you're in the preferred suite. It's your honeymoon. You got to live it up. And Melissa's really cute. And we were talking more than Adam. And then Adam got chattier in the lounge. I was like, okay, Adam.
Was in his, more of his comfort zone in the preferred lounge.
Yeah. He's like the fittest. Like he's yeah, biceps.
He looks like Mike the Situation or something.
Correct. Like lots of tats. Not that it wasn't nice. He was just like letting the girls have their girl time. And then in the lounge, okay,
I respect
chatty
that.
Kathy. And I was like, oh, maybe you just really open up in the lounge. I don't know. But fun. That was very fun. So we had a great time. And then my high school friends are telling me this morning that they were like, you were a one woman show last night. And I was like, what do you mean? And I Snapchatted them, I guess, a bunch of videos. And when I say, I don't know what I said. I was asking them. I was like, what did I say? And I was just texting Janie and I said, what did I say? And she said, you were just being so funny. You should have a comedy show. You were talking about how your love for my bitches is illegal. And then you got really intense and were like, illegal in all caps. And I was like, oh God, okay. So I FaceTimed all of them. And the only person that picked up was Allie. And I said, reminder that I don't call y'all from jail, okay?
Yeah. Not reliable.
Rude, but yeah, it was very funny. I was clearly in my, like, little calling kind of mood. I kind of get in that mood.
I love when you're in that mood.
But it was very fun. We were in the pool. Like, we were in the beach first half of the day. Then we went to the pool. We played Uno in the pool with waterproof cards. That was really fun. Oh, they, like, go cool. around and play games with you. They also have big Jenga. And I did all that. And I came back in here. We took a get ready with me. I mean, an outfit of the day. Again, really don't remember pressing record on that either. And I did not shower. Like, I just went straight from the pool yeah. and the sand to dinner. We sat down at dinner and I was like, oh, I'm in a different outfit. Like, I don't remember getting in the outfit. Like, it was
so was
just
the preferred lounge before dinner or after dinner?
Preferred lounge was before dinner. We okay. went straight after the pool. So I was like definitely feeling it by this point.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we took another mini beer in the lounge. And then also Adam was like, I ordered you a Patron margarita. And I was like, okay, I was afraid of you before this. Now we're best friends.
So I was like winning the hearts of everyone.
Yeah, it was like an olive branch. So I was like, of course, Adam, thank you so much. It was important for our friendship that I drink that margarita. Did that. And I think that tipped me over the edge. Whereas yeah. my mom went back 30 minutes before and showered, drank water, blew dry her hair, did makeup, all that jazz.
What you have to do is just keep going. Like, I think it was good that you didn't shower, because then maybe. That like you're kind of like, maybe I don't want to leave this room, that the bed is like, I'm looking at the bed, why would yeah. I leave? You just have to keep going. You have to yes. push through.
You just sit still for a little too long and you're either yep. like fall asleep, and then you wake up and you're like, oh my god, it's 9:30 or whatever, and your sleep schedule's all messed up. So I agree, I think in hindsight it was probably good. And I kind of, it's fun to get ready, but sometimes it's just tiresome. We so totally tiresome. Just do it for the outfit of the days, like for the girls, obviously.
It looks so good. You have to do it.
Like, so fun. And we like really do look forward to it. But sometimes just after being in the sun all day, I don't want to blow dry my hair and put on my primer and my foundation. It's just like a lot of work.
So much work.
So I wasn't mad. Like, I kind of got out of it last night because I put on makeup, but in like 3 minutes, and then there's footage of me, I'm like putting on my lip liner in the camera, and it's like down here and like over here, and I was like, I don't know if I can post this, it's so embarrassing. But
that's so funny.
We'll see if I can clip some things together.
It's like a relatable outfit of the day.
I told the camera like 3 times the color of my lip liner. I was like, okay, they get it, like Jesus. So
obsessed.
We had a fun day, but also no hurling. It was just more
Good clean fun.
Yeah, good clean fun. We actually woke up not very hungover at all. I just was feeling my sunburn. Like, you know, when you sleep on your back and you're like, ooh, kind of sunburned.
So painful.
All that to say, very long story, not short. This is our last full day, so we're enjoying.
Yes.
Gonna go dip in the ocean after this and all of that good stuff, but we're having a lot of fun. We like doing this as our annual long weekend, and it's just good time together. So we're having a ball.
And I feel like this time of year is like the February, March is the perfect time to go on a tropical vacation. Like,
it's really nice.
Perfect.
Yeah. I feel very fortunate that we got to sneak away and do it for a couple of days, especially the weather. I don't know if Mexico is just nice all the time, but I feel it's been actually picture perfect every single day. So I feel very fortunate.
We love.
Well, I also want to say happy Women's History Month to you, Alex.
Yes, and it's March. I keep saying, because I live with two boys, I keep, like, at the end of February, I kept saying, like, what are you guys going to do for me once it's March 1st? Like, yeah. I expect every day for you to do something. It hasn't really happened yet, so I'll keep you posted. But happy Women's Month.
Happy Women's Month. Happy birthday Eve to our friend Allie, whose birthday's tomorrow. Yeah. Alex, do you have any little Miss Gherkin mustache history facts about Women's History Month? Like, what women do you think of during this month that you look up to?
Oh my gosh,
from
there's
history?
So many. But really, I mean, I don't know. There's so many, but I like my school is doing like not just famous people, but like have been honoring like a lot of female teachers from different departments. So I think it should be more about the people in your life, not just like famous or I don't know.
Yeah.
The person I learned most recently about was a woman was actually the person to build the Brooklyn Bridge. But at the time of like the 1900s when this was happening, like no man would have like trusted to even like walk on a bridge that a woman had built. So basically she'd like pretend it was her husband doing it, but really like she was the engineer behind it.
Oh,
I don't remember her name right now. Let me look up her name.
I had no idea.
That's badass. I recently learned about her. So that's the one that comes to my mind.
That's super cool.
You go while I do a quick Google.
I was thinking of Hidden Figures and how we like that movie so much and the concept of how these female NASA engineers were doing so much of the math and calculations and engineering, and they just never, black women especially, like female black engineers at NASA did not get any of the credit they deserved for helping successfully launch like so many famous missions into space. And just think that's badass too, and we should shine a light on them.
Totally, totally. Lots of women that have done things for us that don't always get the recognition or credit. Her name is Emily Roebling, in case anyone was wondering.
Emily, you're a bad motherfucker.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
I mean, anyone who has like an engineering brain, I'm so impressed by. My brain just doesn't work that way. And the fact that you had to like give your husband fake credit just so people would like marvel at the thing that you made angers me on every level.
I know.
But we already knew that.
I kicked off the month with my annual sleepover. I have at least one sleepover a year. I had my annual sleepover.
Glad you brought this up.
It was so much fun.
Tell us everything. I saw your snap and I got so excited.
Yeah, it was good. We always try to do like classic sleepover things to really be nostalgic. So we had pizza and like brownies and we watched like childhood movies first, and they were kind of just on in the background, like we weren't actually watching them, but first we put Ice Age on. There's kind of like an inside joke with Ice Age, so that's why we put that on.
What?
And then
the joke that makes sense.
I can tell you later.
Okay.
And then we put on Madagascar because at one point, I don't remember why, but we were all trying to figure out which character in Madagascar we were, so then we were like, we have to rewatch it to remember. And then we always talk about Hoodwinked. Do you remember that movie?
Like, with the grandma? I know the title, but I don't remember anything about it.
Okay, same. And we like cannot find it anywhere. And so my friend literally bought a DVD of it off eBay for our next sleepover. So bought it. It's not here yet, but you cannot find that movie anywhere. It's like not streaming on anything.
Hoodwinked. What's the premise of Hoodwinked?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay. Is it animated?
Yes.
I love that these are all animated animal movies.
Yes.
I feel really, really happy to hear that.
I don't know why. And then we made friendship bracelets. We took shots. We had wine. And then we all slept in the same room, which is like what you have to do in a real sleepover, you know? Like, yeah, when you just would have like a mega bed situation. So
was it at your house?
It was so much fun. Yep.
Where did you guys sleep?
I have my guest room right now has two like double beds in it. So like we just were two and two in the double beds. And my friend's dog, Corey, was there too. So two and Corey in the bed with us.
That's so cute.
It is cute.
I love really that. Cute.
Yeah. So again, this is my yearly PSA. Everybody should have a sleepover with your girlfriends at least once a year. More if you can. It's so good for the soul.
Agreed. It's medicinal, I feel like. How did you decide which character in Madagascar you were?
So I know, and I knew that you were going to ask that. We really couldn't remember. We think I was Gloria, but we cannot remember.
Okay. I'll stitch a picture of Gloria.
Yeah.
Now I want to know. Like, I have no reference. What animal is Gloria?
She's the hippopotamus.
Okay. Are we sure that's you?
It's like more her, like, attitude. Like her...
Yeah, her just demeanor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. She's fabulous. Look at her starfish bra.
Love her.
So cute.
She's gonna like kind of like just whips them all into shape, you know, because the rest of them are just boys.
Look at her booty.
She's so cute.
That girl knows how to pose.
I don't know who the voice is for her.
Oh, it's Jada Pinkett Smith.
Ah.
And Willow. It says that it's both. I'm not sure. Ice Age also brings me back to a very specific place, and all of those characters are just so funny. Like, I laughed so hard during that movie.
As we were watching, I like was immediately brought back to like I remember seeing it in theaters. Mm-hmm. So like, and I just like felt like I was back in a theater. Like, I don't know. I just have a distinct memory of the first time I saw that movie.
Wait, we probably all, most of us probably saw it in theaters when it came out. It's so good.
So good.
Oh, I love that. I'm so glad you had a great sleepover. And when you woke up, that's kind of like the best part because you wake up and you're still there.
It is. Now we're like adults, so we got up pretty early. But yeah, we just like sat and had coffee and chatted for a little bit. And then everyone went on with their day.
What a nice way to start your day, though. Like, you already clocked a hang before 10 a.m. Oh my gosh, fun. Okay, well, this is our routines episode.
Yes.
So everyone, welcome to another episode of Laying Down. If you weren't already aware that we were here and we're doing our routines, we've got some requests for talking about routines. Alex is obsessed with routines right now, and we're just going to go through our weekday. You tell me, Alex, which kinds of routines we're going to go through.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm picturing. Yeah, I might be alone in this, but I just love to hear like, and I like to hear like the details. Like, I want to know what time are you doing what? Obviously, I know things might vary day to day, but for the most part, like, what kind of routines do you have set? So let's each go through like kind of our pre-work morning routine on a weekday. And then I think I'm also interested in hearing each of our like after work, like how do we use our time after work? Because I know like so many of us always feel like there's not enough time in the day. And while that might be true, like, I know we are busy and we have a lot on our plate, I think there's times that we don't realize how much time we're wasting, whether that's like sitting scrolling on our phone or sitting on the couch watching TV. So just like, I think I have found as I really start to map out my time and how I'm using my time, like, I can find pockets of more free time than I sometimes think that I have.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. I also like how we wrote down things we want to incorporate into our routines moving forward too, because there's part of me that wants to like almost not be truthful about like the not sexy parts of my routine that I like haven't mastered yet or like are more not totally polished in the same thing every day. And it's like, that's also the beauty of it. It's totally okay. It's ever evolving and changing. So so yeah, I like that we have like what we actually do and then like what we'd love for it to look like, or maybe what something like we're working toward to incorporate.
Yes.
Cool.
Okay. Cool. I can start. I'll start Please. With just my like laying out my morning routine and then you can go. Does that sound good?
I love that. And then I also, after we do that, I want to hear like a Saturday for you. Like, I want to hear that too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I want to get into weekends because
amazing.
I have some thoughts on that.
Okay.
Okay. For a work day, I have a pretty short morning routine because I just want to sleep as late as I can. And then I just get up, try to get out of the house and get to work. So I have found that I need to set my alarm for 5:50 a.m. to maximize my sleep. 5:50 a.m. I mean, and that's like late compared to like most of my friends that I work with. Like I
really,
but I'm, because I just do it really quick, my morning routine. I usually am not out of bed though until 6 a.m. I kind of need those 10 minutes to like look at my phone, kind of gather myself and get the encouragement to put my feet on the ground. That's always the hardest part, is just like getting your feet on the ground. Once your feet are on the ground, you can do anything.
Are you checking social on your phone? Like, what are you looking
at? Yeah, but I'm definitely doing it the like one eye open kind of thing, because like I'm not really with it quite yet. I'll do Wordle sometimes, especially if it's like I can do it within the 10 minutes. If it's taking me longer, then I'll give up sometimes and come back to it later. But yeah, I'll do Wordle for those 10 minutes. Sometimes look at Instagram, check my email, and then get myself up. From 6 a.m. to 6:20 a.m., I'm usually doing my very quick hair, makeup, brush my teeth, get dressed. I do a very quick, I barely do nothing to my hair. And then makeup, same thing. I have a very, very basic routine of just like tinted moisturizer, mascara, blush, and then get dressed. So those 20 minutes, I'm usually just getting dressed, doing the bare minimum that I need to look presentable. From 6:20 to about 6:30, sometimes 6:40, depending on how much work goes into it, I'm grabbing my lunch. I've started to make breakfast. That's something I've been adding. I used to be really bad and never eat breakfast. That's been one of my goals, is to be better at. And I have been making more of a real breakfast in those 10, 20 minutes.
What can I ask what the breakfast is?
Yeah, right now I'm on a big like English muffin, egg, meat situation, mm-hmm. like some kind of
protein forward.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then I make it and I like wrap it in aluminum, and then I eat it on my commute to work.
Love it.
Sometimes I'll do oatmeal, but I've been really in a English muffin sandwich kick right now. And because I have a pijama of a husband, he's already made coffee for me. Like he always preps and makes the coffee the night before. So I just have to pour the coffee, which is amazing. And then I usually try to get in the car between 6:30 and 6:40 is when I'm like then leaving for work. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That gets me at work around 7 o'clock, which is really what I need, because my first class starts at 7:32. So that gives me like time to get there, get into the building, get set up, those kinds of things.
So it's about a 20-minute commute.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like that's pretty quick from 6 a.m. to 6:30 to do everything that I need. But that's why I just do the basics of what I need to do to get myself out the door.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my typical weekday.
Love. What about, do you want to do your wind down, or do you want to do like...
No, I want to hear your morning routine.
And then we go
first,
okay, like this. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Okay. Alex and I have very different body clocks, which has always been like a really funny part of our relationship, because there's only like one time in recorded history I've been up before Alex, and it happened a couple months ago. And I was like, and she said, sorry, just woke up. And I was like, I've never gotten that text from you ever once in our entire friendship. Sorry, just woke up. You're always up for hours before I'm up. So that makes this even more funny. But I feel like I have the same mindset as you in the mornings of like, I love sleep. I am never the kind of person my body's like, yeah, I'm just full after 8. It's like, I'll just keep going. My body will take as much sleep as I can give it. So I've never been a very natural morning person. My friends definitely know that about me. But I've really been trying. I'm fortunate that my job is mostly remote, and we start as a team usually around 9. So because of that, that's great. It gives me a little bit of time, and I also can still, like, if I'm running super late, I could wake up at 8:30 and then work at 9. Typically, I've been trying to slowly, like every week, I try to like push my wake up time back by 15 minutes. And I actually found that to be really helpful. Obviously not every day it's perfect, but I'm trying to get up between, I think I'm at 7, I think I just went from 7:30 to 7:15, and sometimes I'll snooze it till 7:30. I have the you have the Hatch alarm clock too.
Yeah,
right? And I you like yours a lot too.
Yeah, I do. Doing.
Yeah,
I do more stuff with the nighttime side than the morning, just because like again, I just have to get up.
Oh, good. But... I want to talk to you about that then. Because I don't really use it at night. I feel like I hear more of the stuff in the morning. So I see the red light. It's like the sunset feature, and so I do start to see that. I leave my windows cracked a very specific amount, because if it's too dark, I will just sleep until noon. So I need them cracked the right amount at night, but people can really see in. So it's really a balancing act of you just want to do it just enough so you get some sunlight pouring into my eyes. Like the more sunlight I can get my eyes in the morning, the easier it is.
The Hatch not like that light isn't enough.
No, it's not.
See, that's
enough
how
for me.
Max is too. I would like that. My Hatch wakes me up with the light before I even hear the birds or the sound, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm so light sensitive that like that immediately wakes me up.
Yeah. Well, I also am a big subconscious like snoozer. I will just like get my hand
and
snooze my Hatch and be like, turn that shit off. But for the most part, I'm like, okay, we're good. And then sometimes I will plug in my phone, like on a really good day, I'll plug in my phone away from me, so I have to get up and turn it off if I'm like, I have to get up.
Because like I said, once your feet are on the ground, that's the hardest part.
Exactly. Like, just get your feet on the ground. So on an ideal morning, I'm snoozing my Hatch around 7:30, getting out of bed around 7. And then I try to, what do I do after that? I, especially in the winter, I've been getting straight in my robe from there and my slippers, because it's hard to get up and be cold. So I'm like, okay, I can at least look forward to putting my robe on. I like really have to baby myself to do things in the morning. So I got my robe, my slippers on, and then I go to the bathroom and I wash my face, and then I put on my SPF and my vitamin C, and I just kind of do that for now. I don't really move to makeup yet. I'm just don't have it in me. And then brush
my
teeth.
And you don't need to.
Yeah. And then I try to fill up my Stanley the night before. So I'm like trying to take big gulps of water before I also take a lot of my supplements and pills. I will go out to the kitchen. I'm pre-filled like a Keurig cup of coffee. So I just do my little cup, and then I get a yogurt. And I'm just like eat the same thing every morning like a psychopath, but I have also been trying to be very protein conscious. And so this yogurt that I love has like 25 grams in it. So I eat that with a little bit of PB Fit for some extra protein and some like berries usually. And I will do that. And then I will have this is all between like 7:30 and like 8:15. This is all kind of happening. And then I do my coffee. And then I prep my Stanley full of electrolytes and ice, and I stir that together. So I always have my yogurt, my coffee, and my electrolytes. That's like
so
my
smart
trio of the morning that gets me going. And then once I do that and I have my coffee, I'll go back into my room and make my bed. I've just find now, like I didn't always do that. And I feel like I've been making my bed for like 2 years now in the morning, and it's just mentally, when I already like achieved something for the day, I feel like it's a good motivating factor to just keep it going. So I do that, and then I immediately everything feels a lot more just organized, and that's mm-hmm. that's good. And then I change usually into, if I'm working remote that day, I am immediately like in athleisure. For sure. I've been trying to put on my shoes earlier in the morning as well. So even if I'm not like immediately going for a walk,
I like that.
I'm like taking my meetings in shoes. So I'm like ready. I'm just trying to set myself up for movement as easily as possible. So
yep.
I also write in the morning, like as soon as I can, or as soon as I look at my watch, I have the charging dock that charges like my AirPods, my phone, and my watch every night. And then I just put my watch on, and then I know my step count is like started, even though I'm not neurotic about that, but it just reminds me to be mindful of my movement basically by putting on the watch. So I do that. I get my athleisure. I normally put a hat on, slick back my hair. Like I'm not doing much. And then if I have meetings, I will not walk yet and put on my makeup and like take a meeting at 9. I feel very lucky. Most of my any people facing meetings don't start until like 10 or after, which is great. So
that's great.
If I don't have one, I will like check into work and get on Slack really quick on my computer. And then if everything's kind of calm, I will take my phone and just go on Slack while I go for a walk and I get some vitamin D. And I love my neighborhood, so I've just been enjoying walking so much. And I try to just get like a mile and a half in the morning. It's super quick because I'm like working on Slack, getting back to people, typing, just trying to multitask while I walk. I also find makes it go by so quickly, and you're like, oh, I just clocked these miles and I didn't even realize. So yeah, I'll do that. And then I'll get back and it might be like 9:30 by that point when I get back. I'm gonna kind of start it, and then I will go do like a quick makeup, but it's not a full face. It's like concealer, some brows, maybe a little mascara to make me look alive, and then if I need to put on like a top, but nobody cares. I mean, it's very casual, luckily. So normally I'll just be in a sweatshirt and like a hat and take some meetings. Yeah, so that's kind of how my days have been starting for the most part. And then if I'm going into the office, I just kind of expedite all of that a little bit. Sometimes my walk gets thrown later, and I will just try to be in the office by not
between. Do you have certain days that you have to go to the office, or it just kind of depends?
I do not. And in some days I wish I did. I wish someone like kicked me in the ass a little bit more. But no, usually me and my friend will pick. And a lot of our team goes in on Wednesdays, so we kind of know like if we want to see people, you can go on Wednesdays. And then some days when I just have like a shit ton on my to-do list and I really need to focus, sometimes I'm like, okay, I just need an office day and not tell anybody, but I just need to go work like in a cubicle by myself. Because sometimes just remote work and like being around your environment all the time, I'm like, oh, I can go throw in some laundry, and I get very ADD at my house. So if I really need to buckle down, if I really need to buckle down, I need to be in like a work environment where I can't go do all that other shit at my house.
Yeah.
So that's kind of neat.
Do you have one of those like walking pads at home?
I do. I do have a walking pad.
Do you like that?
I do like it. I go in and out of routine with it. Like, it's definitely not a routine. I wouldn't classify it as like a routine activity for me. But I did use it a lot last year. And then just since my move, I haven't pulled it out quite as much. I think it's because I like my neighborhood so much. I'm just like, oh, it's so much rather just like go walk outside. And a lot of people will do work while they walk. And I love that. That's so smart. And I should just have it underneath me when I'm answering emails and stuff. But when I'm like designing, I really can't walk and like,
no.
In, you know, add
you can't
a pixel
be that
here.
Precise.
You really can't. Like, so yeah, it kind of sucks. I kind of need to either stand, but I can stand. I will like wheel my desk up. It's like a standing desk.
Yeah.
And mechanically, so nice. I can just wheel it up and take a meeting standing. So you get a little bit more of like your stand time in as well. So I'm like wheeling it up and down all the time.
I like that you talked about like what helps you when you have to like kind of focus in, or like, you know, you have to get something done, some things that you do. I know something like I have found useful, and I think some of it is just my like teacher schedule, like already at school because of like how periods and like class periods go.
We'll just take a couple waters. Just two. Sorry, the mini bar service is here. Hold that thought, Alex.
Does he have Pringles?
Do you have Pringles? Could we have two cans of Pringles?
Yay.
Thank God.
Thank
Amazing.
You.
So sorry. Pause that thought. No, that's great. My mom's going to be so excited about the Pringles. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
We got Pringles.
Yeah. My mom's going to be lit.
Yeah.
They always say, okay, it's a pleasure. Everything. It's a pleasure.
So cute.
Okay. Please restart that thought.
I was just thinking, like, because of how, like, my school day is already set by blocks. Like, I, you know, I have class periods between these exact times.
Right.
I've just found it helps me be really productive when I almost think of things by, like, time blocking, by these certain, like, hours and things. So, like, again, some of that is just because, like, when I have my three planning periods, it's from this time to this time. So I've really tried to say, like, from this time to this time, I'm only working on the things I need to do for this class. Like, and I like do not let myself do another task. Like, I have to, between these times, do this one task or whatever is on my to-do list for this one class. And then when my next planning period comes, I have to switch. Even if I didn't fully finish a task or have more on that to-do list, I have to do the other class to like never get too far behind on my to-do list. And then at the end of the day, I use my time after school to like finish any loose ends that, like, again, that I didn't fully finish. And I know some people, like, can't do that. Like, you're like, why would I start a task if I can't finish it? And I used to be like that. Like, my brain completely is the same way of just like,
or nothing.
I have a list, a to-do list. I want to just get things off of it. But I actually have found that that has helped me be more productive and in the long run get things done, because I'm never letting something sit too long on a to-do list. Does that make sense? Like, I'm forcing myself to rotate almost on my to-do list. I don't know. If
no, that makes a lot of sense.
That's just something that's been very helpful for me recently. Like,
that's great.
Realizing that.
When you do, like, kind of time block during your planning periods, do you, I'm curious how you do it. Do you, like, set a timer and, like, put your phone down? Or how do you, like, create that
space? So, yeah, I think, like, a normal person, that's what you would do, right? You would, like, set a timer or say, until this time, I'm going to work on these things. But because, like, we have bells, like, I literally am on a bell schedule, like, that is the bell is my timer, right?
Yeah.
Like, I work from this time to that time, and then I have to go to my duty or to my next class. So, like,
that's
I
so
just
true.
Am like forced into that, but I know that's not most people's jobs.
I would love a literal bell. Like, that sounds great.
I know. That's sometimes, like, though, it's so annoying, right? Like, you're like in the middle of something, you're like, oh, but, like, that's what I mean, is it has changed my mindset to, like, even if you're interrupting something you didn't fully finish, stop doing that, go to the next thing during this next time block. And I just have found it makes me get a little bit done on all the things, and then it doesn't feel as daunting to finish any of those tasks later, because I've done the hard part of getting started on it.
I was gonna say, do you think the power in that is, like, it's tricking your brain and you're like, I already started, so all I have to do is finish?
That's what I found.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, starting a task can be, I mean, the things I have
hardest,
like, I have on notes app, of it's just like a never ending, like, it's not work related. It's usually just personal stuff. And then my work is, like, a separate thing. But I have had things on that to-do list for months that I just don't do. And I keep pushing them down. And I'm like, why is it on your to-do list then? Like, just take it off. Just be honest that you're not going to do it.
And I know.
Like, if I just started or took two steps toward that, I would feel amazing. So I really like that. I think time blocking is the single-handedly most helpful time management tool I've ever put into practice. I think, especially in grad school, like you said, like, when you have a lot of different classes, you have to, like, bucket your time and figure out what you need to devote to each separate thing. And I feel like in school mode, especially, time blocking is super helpful. And it just helped me, like, go do this assignment and then go do these readings for this class and get it all done. And you can kind of, like, priority order your time blocking. And I also think it minimizes, like, your phone suck time. I feel incredibly ADD during the workday when I'm, like, checking my, I can go from doing work, being so deep in a task, and then just, like, mindlessly picking up my phone, and then I'm on Instagram and I'm like, why am I on Instagram in the middle of the day? I don't need to be on it right now. Or I see that I got a DM and I check a notification, and I'm just, my brain is so scattered. And then it's 3 hours later and you're like, what did I get done today? Like, it's such a bummer of a feeling. So I feel like time blocking, I can put my phone, like, face down, airplane mode, set a timer and be like, okay, I'm going to work on this for this amount of time. I don't know if you ever, like, time block on your calendar too. I found that to be really helpful.
Yeah.
Just so I can visualize it before. Like,
definitely.
I
do that too. I find it very helpful to kind of almost, it encourages you to stick to it because it's on the calendar.
At my best last year, I haven't done it in a while, but I used to time block the day before. Like, I would get into bed, time block my day out in my calendar, and it's kind of like a brain dump. So then you're not thinking, what do I need to do when tomorrow? And then you can't go to bed and you can't sleep and you're, like, spinning about all the stuff you need to do. I found that very helpful.
That's great.
It's very aesthetically pleasing for the organized calendar girlies. Like, I have, like, a personal calendar that's one color, and then, like, a podcast calendar that's another color. Work calendar, that's a very specific color. So it's like, here's my meetings, then I'm gonna take a break at lunch and I'm gonna edit 30 minutes of a podcast, then I'm gonna make this social post, then I'm gonna go back to work, then I'm gonna work on this project. Like, it just is very good for my brain to see the chunks of how you have to move throughout your day. Sometimes I'll even put transit time, like, if I want to go to a like be in a Pilates class at 5:45. I'm like, yes. Okay, you live in Austin. How much time realistically? When do you need to get in the car? Like, when do you need to pack the bag? You know, all that stuff.
No, I think that's those transitional moments are the things that I think we don't always think about as being so important, but they are. And like,
yeah,
can take a lot of time if we're not being intentional and thinking about it.
100%.
So yeah, like packing the gym bag the night before, like a lot of it is doing the stuff the night before, which 100%. Then can help you set you up to get those things done the next day.
Yes. And I feel like you just feel more present in your life when you time block. I don't know if you feel that way. I feel one, so yeah. accomplished and proud of myself when I successfully get a bunch of tasks done. It's like such a rolling, like, never mind. I just don't know what metaphor I was going to try to use, but it kind of builds on itself. Like when you get yeah. excited, when you finish like one
momentum.
Thing,
you
yeah,
just keep
it's very
going.
Much a domino effect. And I just feel like not being on your phone and not having my attention so fragmented, that actually like gets me down. It's kind of depressing that so many things are vying for our attention. And we live in like such an attention economy that when you can totally just put it away and like airplane, nothing's gonna bother you, work till the bell, do what you need to do, it's a very nice way to live life. And I really prefer it that way, because I'm like, I'd rather yeah. just let myself check my phone at 7 p.m mm-hmm. when I'm watching TV for 45 minutes and let that be your phone time. That's fine, you mm-hmm. know, and then we're done, and then we're gonna go read or do whatever. So maybe that yeah does that naturally bring us into the nighttime?
That's what I was thinking too. So perfect. Same thing. Do you want me to go first or do you
yeah,
want to go first?
I think you can go okay. first. Yeah.
So my school day ends at 2:23, but I usually do not leave school until, I would say on average, I'm there between 3:45 to 4, I would say is like usually when I'm at work till.
Okay.
At about 4, I leave, and I really try to stay to like, I don't like to do work when I'm home. Occasionally, mm-hmm. of course, I have to, but I just would rather, again, like associate work with work. And then when I'm home, I want to, like you said, do those things that are maybe like vying for my attention and not feeling like that pull and stress of like, yeah, but I should sit down and do work. Yeah, but I need to also do laundry or whatever it is. So I try yep. to just stay, get what I need done, then come home. So I usually get home, like again, at that point, like a little before 4:30. And I use that. My key is I have to go home and change right into gym clothes, because I want to change into comfy clothes anyway after work, but I have to put like workout clothes on right away.
Genius.
Change yeah. into workout clothes. Go. Usually have some kind of snack.
You're starving when you get home.
Yeah, I have a pretty hearty snack. It's actually almost like a second lunch or a second dinner, however you want to see it. I usually eat like pretty much another meal. So I'd say that's like my 30 minutes of downtime, like from 4:30 to 5-ish. I'm like changing, snacking, sitting on the phone, like, or sitting on the couch on my phone, maybe like while I eat, like, but then at 5 o'clock, I have to put the phone down and go work out.
Mm-hmm.
I just work out. I have like a little home gym that I work out in. So it's nice. I don't have to build in any, like you said, of that transitional time or driving or anything. So I just at 5 o'clock, go down, I work out. From 5 to about 5:45, same thing. I just have to do the type of workout where like somebody is telling me what to do. I mm-hmm. don't have the time to plan and think that through. So I follow a program that like she just tells me what to do. And I need that, because then at that point I see working out truly as like me time. Like I listen to podcasts while I work out. I haven't had to think through what I have to do. And I just like have 45 minutes to like relax, even though it's working out. I know that doesn't seem right, but I love working out, so yeah. it's like relaxing to me.
It compresses your brain too. You just get to listen after teaching kids all day too.
Yes, I love it. So I do that pretty much every day after work, other than Fridays. Usually my off day is Friday, and then I come upstairs around 5:45, 6 o'clock, and I start dinner. At that point, around 6-ish is when Max gets home from work. So like usually I'll have started dinner, and then he comes home and like finishes it while I go shower. Mm. And then I come down and he goes up and showers, because he works out after work. And like I finish dinner, and then by the time he's down, we're like both ready to eat.
That's a good
and program. Yeah, I really like we've gotten it down again. Like the time is pretty much like this time every single night almost. So then usually like that's about 7 o'clock that we're actually like eating, dinner, we're lazy and we just sit in front of the couch and eat dinner and watch TV. I know that's not what you're supposed to do. I don't give a fuck. Like, that's what we do, okay? Like, we're tired.
You're not sitting across from each other and staring into each other's eyes and asking your rose, your bud, and your thorn?
No. Well, usually when we're cooking, we will talk, like, how was your day? When we're cooking, we lost the computer.
Ruh-roh.
That's when we're, like, asking each other about our day and stuff. But, yeah, we're not having quality time over dinner. Sorry, we're putting on trash reality TV.
Okay, I was going to ask. So, it's mostly trash reality, right?
We love trash reality. Like,
it's also just, you guys both put a lot of your brain power into your jobs. And, like, you have a physically demanding job as well. And I have to imagine part of that is just healing and restorative. Like, you need to not think too hard at night.
It's true. Know?
Yeah.
So then really my 7 to 9 is my, like, couch time. And that's when sometimes I do maybe have to get my computer back out and do a couple of things. But for the most part, I'm either watching TV on my phone or reading, like, and I usually read, like, just because if Max wants to, like, watch some sports game, I'm fine with it, because I, like, want to sit there and be there with him, be sitting with him, but I don't maybe care. So then I'll read my Kindle, and, like, I like that it's, like, kind of almost forcing me to read instead of watching something else. Like, I know I have we have another TV, I have an option to go watch something else, but I usually don't want to. So and then really 9 o'clock is my, like, go up and start getting ready for bed. I don't do a ton of things for getting ready. I do a sleepy girl mocktail with some magnesium, but what I else? Have found
we gotta if hear I what's don't in that mocktail
I do magnesium cherry juice and, like, a seltzer water.
Yum.
It's pretty good. But I have found, like, when I'm sitting on that couch for those 2 hours, I'm too lazy to usually get up and make that. So I usually have to make that when I make dinner. It's the only way, like, I ensure
I drink it. That's smart.
Because I've just found the nights and I'm like, oh, I'll do it later. I never want to get up, so I don't ever do it later. So.
Know your weak spots. That's really smart.
It's true.
Do it when you have the strength.
Like, I
when
just
you're
have
already
to
up.
While I'm up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, love that. Are you drinking like, taking that to the bathroom while you take off your makeup? Like, how does...
So, yeah, because I, like, again, I showered. Like, I usually just shower and do my nighttime skin routine, like, at that point.
Really smart.
Like, I really just do everything other than brush my teeth at that point.
Oh, okay, great. So you get that, out of the way a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
No, I don't... I also wash my face in the shower. Are you, like, not supposed to do that?
I do it every single day.
Okay, I've, like, heard that you're not supposed to do it, but I don't know why that is.
Why?
I don't know.
I use the same face wash. Like, what's the difference?
I do too. So, yeah, I do, like, all of that.
Okay.
At that point, like, right before dinner. So, yeah, I feel like that is my only, like, routine of definitely doing it. Some nights I put my legs up. Some nights I don't.
Legs on the wall?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Love. What about your PJs? What are we wearing? You go back in your bedroom. You're settling down. Like, take us through that.
So I, like, get so hot when I sleep, so I really have to put on, like, my PJs right before I get into the bed, because, like, I'm freezing until that point. So I'll just wear, like, t-shirt and shorts kind of thing to be in bed. But honestly, this isn't, again, my weeknight routine is just similar to my mornings, where, like, it's just pretty short, because I do have the special talent that I can fall asleep really quickly, and I know that is
you do
a privilege that I have. But I have the red light on for the hatch. I'll, like, have that on right before I go to bed. I'm lazy. I look at my screen before bed. I know you're not supposed to, but I fall asleep, so I don't give a fuck, and I'm gonna look at my screen before I go to bed.
Thank you.
And then when
real.
I'm ready, I turn off the red light and play some ocean music and fall asleep literally within, like, 5-10 minutes.
So you turn, like, you manually turn the red light on your hatch, or
so, yeah,
does
you
it
know,
come
you can,
on
like, set, like, you know, when you tap it once is my step one. My step one is red light, and I have that on for, like, I'd say, like, 10-15 minutes while I'm, like, on my phone, like, kind of, like, getting into bed.
Is that the only light on in the room?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
And then I tap it a second time for it to be, I think it's ocean is what plays while I sleep.
And that does not make you have to pee.
No, interesting. Does it for you?
It might make me trick my bladder into thinking I like, oh, maybe I should go pee.
Fascinating. I had never thought of that. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And you really, I've never seen someone who falls asleep as fast as you.
So yeah, when I say like 9 o'clock, I'm going up, brushing my teeth. Like I'm asleep by 9:20 probably. Like it's a really a 20-minute thing before I'm out.
I can attest because she's in, Alex is on Eastern time, I'm on Central. So I'm 1 hour behind her. And like if I text her past 8:20 my time, like we're talking in the morning.
Yeah. But
you're always the first text on my phone in the morning because you'll just like answer me really quick when you get up. And it's always the first message on my phone every day. Wow. I love that routine. Oh, also I had a question. During your couch time, like when you shower and change, are you putting on like a sweatsuit or like what are you wearing for your couch time?
Yeah. Like sweatpants, joggers, and a sweatshirt.
Are you wearing slippers or socks? Or
yes, anything? Both. Okay. My house, like I live in like a 1950s house that's extremely cold. Like it's, yeah, it's. You have to stay cozy because it's not very warm itself. Yeah.
Yeah. Not only are our body clocks opposite, our current climates, today, like Texas versus Connecticut could not be more different. It's crazy.
Crazy.
I'm always like blasting the AC. It's so funny. I might have to try your mocktail one of these nights. Yeah.
It's good. My doctor was like, you need to be doing magnesium. And like, I wasn't doing it every night, but now that she said that I try to do it every night.
Yeah. Love that. I can just envision you doing it right in your house. So cute.
Tell us about your day. And I'm just like, my question for the work at home girlies, like, is it so hard to stop? Like, how do you stop at the same time every day? Like, how does that work?
No, I don't stop at the same time every day. Sometimes I am very much like, change my relationship with work, I think, enough like in the past couple years that I'm like, no, you pay me for 40 hours, you know what I mean? Like I'm not trying to be out here getting OT. like I have life to live. So you know, there's exceptions to the rule on certain projects. You know, there's going to be a push month and it's like you're working overtime and that's fine. But for the most part, like I really try to in my head clock like, okay, if I ended up working till 6, then cool, I can take like an hour break tomorrow and like block something off and do something else. Like I try to kind of do that calculation in my head. But normally, if it's a normal day, I usually will finish around between 5 and 5:30. So I'm pretty much done by that point. And then I will either do two different things. So I never usually have something right after work. But if I'm not going to like book club or like a happy hour or something, like occasionally I'll do that. But if it's a normal quiet week, I will either set my in my office, which is an office/guest room, it's just the second bedroom in my house, and I will roll out my yoga mat. It's usually just like permanently on the floor because I'll just like come back to it, and I will do that and do a workout that I don't have to think about. Me and Alex both do, we're into strength training and like weightlifting a lot. I miss lifting weights with you.
I know.
We've lifted a lot of weights together in our rooms over the years, which is so fun. And that's really like what got me into it. That's totally what kickstarted it for me. So we're separately building our muscles from afar, but kind of same thing. Like before I lose steam, I'm already probably a little tired, but I'm like, I have to, it gives me a little boost for the rest of my night part of my day that I, that doesn't make sense, but that extra like 5 hours and I'm like, okay, I'm going to try to get in bed by this time. Like I want to enjoy the rest of my night. I don't want to be so groggy and so stiff. And there's days where I didn't walk and I feel horrible. And I'm like, I just have to stretch and go for a walk and like see the sunshine. So there's definitely, to answer your question, I feel like most of the time, unless it's a crazy day, I'm done between 5 and 5:30, which is a huge blessing that it can be kind of like more boundaried like that. So
yeah.
I will get on my mat. I have some weights at home and then I have like a bench that I drag in from my bedroom if I need a bench to do stuff. And I put on like my iPad and I have the little like workout app that I use. And then I just press like day 1, 2, whether I want to do legs, arms, whatever. And then if it's Tuesdays or Thursdays, I'm really into a new Pilates studio I just found. And I've been going for like 2 weeks and I'm obsessed. It's so fun.
What kind of Pilates is it? Like
they call it, okay, yeah, they call it modern Pilates. The studio is called BeFit. They have, it's, they just, this is like their first they just opened in Austin, like two locations in Austin in December. And they're also in Dallas and then maybe a couple other places, but it's a newer chain. And it's like 8 minutes from my house. So even if I'm going to like a 5:45 class, there's not really traffic because it's so close. Like you don't really have to deal with it, which is really nice. And I
like,
will
are you on like a machine or something?
Yes.
Or
no, it's, yes. Circling back to that. It is Reformer Pilates. So it also kind of feels like Legree because I've taken Legree classes before. And then our friend Allie teaches Legree. So I feel like I am more familiar with what that looks like now. And it feels like it's Legree. I'm shocked that it's not called a Legree studio. It's a lot of those slow movements that have your muscles like shaking. So it is such a good workout. Cool. It is really great. You use like bungees sometimes at the end. They have like 3 pound weights and you do some arm stuff. And then they have like ropes that you can pull on the reformer. There's like a million different moves. So it's nice because every class is different and I've gotten to have like all different instructors, and then you kind of see like, oh, I really like Megan, I want to take her class, whatever. So I'll try to like sign up for those on the weekend, so then I just know like if everything else went to shit, I'm working out twice this week and the next. Such a good workout. I'm always dripping sweat by the end. So I'm either doing my lifting or going to Pilates and then coming home, and I'm done with all of that around between 6 and 6:30. And then usually I will have, if I'm like ahead of the game, again, like really trying to prioritize protein and just kind of be healthy and be in a good space with that. So I will typically, those marinated like meats from Trader Joe's, I find them They're so good. I just tried the, it's like the basil and rosemary, like beef steak tips.
Oh,
they're
yum.
In like a marinated package. And they're so good. I also have to eat more red meat, I was told. So I'm trying to be better of like just eating all chicken. They were like, it'd be really great if you could get some red meat in your diet. And I was like, perfect. I don't make that for myself very often, so I will be more intentional about that. So I will usually have like some sort of marinated meat and put it in my oven or my air fryer and like defrost it throughout the day, so it's ready to go. And then I usually put it with like rice or like a sweet potato or a vegetable, and it's like pretty plain, but it's so good to me. Like it, I like to do that. I'll do like a salmon bowl sometimes with like edamame, just kind of depends. We just change it up a little bit week to week, but it's always very protein centric. And then I try to shower right after that because same as you, like the night gets later and I just want to do less and less stuff.
Yep.
So if I can shower. And also I blow dry my hair usually because I just don't like going to bed with wet hair. So I'll just do like a rough blow dry and then I get to come out and do all my skincare. So if I'm a good night, I'm like done with my skincare by 8 o'clock. That's like ideal, which I love that. And then I will have usually a little bit of couch time and I will either put on The Bachelor or something I'm watching on Netflix. Alex generously lets me borrow her Peacock account, so I also watch trash TV. I've been really into watching old seasons of Vanderpump Rules lately because I didn't know what they were like pre-Scandoval. Like, I just didn't watch any of it. So I've been watching a lot of that, and then I will sometimes have to pause it or I put it on mute and I will like edit an episode or I'll like put a social thing together that I'm thinking about. So I kind of do like my little work shift, and then I do like on certain nights, not every night, just but like a mini little dump of like, okay, what could I edit for the pod, make a little bit of progress on this episode, oh, when do we need to drop it, let me upload it, schedule it, stuff like that, which I really like love doing. That's how we know this is like so fun for us, is I'm like, oh, I get to go and just focus on the podcast, which is really fun. So I'll do a little bit of computer work, a little bit of lounge time. I very much am a person that I'm a night owl genetically. That is just like how my molecules have always been, and staying up I think late in grad school, and I just like am a night owl for sure. So that is why I'm slowly trying to be a morning person within reason, like in a way that works for me.
You don't have to force yourself. Exactly.
No, like, yeah, it took my therapist telling me like, you do not have to be a person you're not, like, and I was like,
yes,
you're so right. But I just want to capitalize on my mornings, but in a way that makes sense for me still. Like,
yes, and like, that's, I think, the key of like, and I even like, neither of us work out in the morning, but like, I feel like, especially like on TikTok, it's this whole like, you have to do your 5 to 9 before your 9 to 5. And it's like, yes, that I personally don't like, I don't like working out in the morning. I don't think I'm as strong. I don't have as good a workout. So like,
yeah,
it doesn't work for me. you know, in this, and I have the time after work. So like,
yeah,
why would I force myself to do something that just doesn't work for me?
Right.
Same with you in mornings. Like,
right. Yeah. And it's like also just the season of life that we're in. Right. So yes. Also one day I could be raising my kids and have to get up at 5 a.m. anyways.
Exactly.
So that's fine. There's going to be a time and a place where it just kind of your life circumstances override it and your routines change. But right now I am living by myself, like chilling and get to call the shots. So I'm very much enjoying that. But I am, my point in saying that was I definitely have to intentionally wind my body down. And so I do that a couple of ways. I try to like not be, I'm not gonna lie, like I definitely still look at my phone in bed, but I think I've been so much better about like trying to, when I'm on my couch, you can look at social media. And then almost I try to like symbolize the moving from my couch to the bedroom as like, we're done with that. And it's actually worked really well this year. I think I used to actually be addicted to it. I mean, it's definitely an addiction for many of us, but I'm really glad I can at least kind of make that boundary. So when I change my environment, I don't get on social anymore. Try not to. And then from there, I usually get my PJs right after I shower. Wear like the same two sets. I just like wash them constantly and interchange them. Sometimes I will self tan. So if I need to do that after my shower, also I'll be like in my tanner and then in my PJs. And then I will usually shut down my living room and I do what's called like my night shift, which is just I'm trying more than ever this year to just like be good to my future self in the morning, especially because I know, again, it's like know your weaknesses. I know that the morning is not my best time. Mid-morning, I'm very productive. That's like my most productive time of day, but I'm just not my sharpest right when I wake up. So I'm like, okay, what would future Kate really want? Future Kate would want her coffee prep. She'd want the Keurig full of water. She would want an empty sink with no dishes. She would want the dishwasher run and press go when she goes to bed, so you have clean dishes in the morning. Like I want a clean kitchen. I wipe down all my surfaces, which sounds like a given, but sometimes I would just leave my kitchen a mess and yes. Like, you know, like I don't know. And then I would just wake up and be like, well, this is just a bad start to the day. And now I'm grumpy because I have to clean this kitchen now. Like, so I feel like that's a good way. I've really tried to care for myself. I also have a glass little jar of all my pills. So I will like put my pills out from the morning and then I take my antidepressant at night, which is if I was on a deserted island, that is the only pill I would take with me. That is definitely my most
all we need.
Literally life, that's another podcast, but life changing. So I take that at nighttime because it can make me nauseous. So it just like you get it out of your system while you're asleep, which is great. It works much better. And then I also do some sort of usually like a sleepy time cocktail. I also love magnesium. That for me works better than melatonin to go to bed. And I don't feel groggy. Sometimes I get like a melatonin hangover in the morning, which I hate. So I will do like the calm powder and mix it up in just a little bit of water and like shoot it. Or I also sometimes will do the Ohm brand. It's like OM, and I think they sell it on Amazon and they sell it in Whole Foods too. And it's like it has mushrooms in it. But it's like a little hot chocolate. So you do like a teaspoon of that and it's like a sleepy time hot chocolate with like ashwagandha and like a lot of de-stress. I don't even think they label it as sleep, but it just lulls me to bed like a baby. It's the best.
Cool.
And then I make that or I do my like shot of magnesium, like one of the two. I'm always doing one of those because I will just stay up and think about everything, every conversation I've ever had, if not. So
yeah.
Then
I think that's common. Like that's I'm too tired to think, so I just fall asleep. But
yeah. No, as you should. You've done all your thinking you need to do for the day. I then go and make sure, just living alone, like I have to physically wiggle my doors and check both of them, like sometimes twice every night, just because I've left them unlocked a couple times. And I'm like, you're such a moron. Like, it's so easy to make sure your doors are locked. So I triple check the doors and that they're locked. I turn all the lights off and then I retire to the bedroom and I get in bed and I have dimmable lights next to my bed that I use on an app on my phone. So I make them super like as low as they will go. So it's not quite the red light, but it's just like a super, it's not enough light that my senses are like being awoken to light all over again. I try to make my house like as dark as possible after 8 p.m. So then I'm getting in bed and I read on my Kindle, usually like a book club.
Like what
book.
Time is this right now?
That is probably between 10 and 10:30.
Okay.
If I'm really on my shit, and sometimes I'm just in the mood to like get in bed earlier, I could get in bed at 9.
Yeah.
But usually I need like a in-between time on the couch, because otherwise you just feel like you work and you go to bed, you work and you go to bed. So I enjoy the in-between time. Usually I'm getting in bed between 10. Yeah, probably 10 and 10:15. I'm in bed, winding down, very dim lights, reading one of my books. There's like 12 books on my nightstand. I get very ambitious and then usually only read like one or two of them. And then that's kind of it. Books really help me go to bed. So that's lovely. So I will slowly, like I'll start up here and then I'll just slowly kind of like scooch to the side until I'm horizontal and then read until I want to fall asleep. And then I'm out. So
cool.
Yeah. That was probably a lot of extraneous stuff that wasn't necessary.
No, like this is what I mean. I love this stuff. I love to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
When I'm sleeping.
Exactly. It's like a whole nother lifetime. But I feel the same. Like when you're up, I'm like, wow, you've experienced so much and I'm just starting my day. But yeah. And then that's kind of the night routine. I do feel like the wind down is super key. It's been really good for my anxiety and just your body and like reacting. Like I think it's like your brain and creates melatonin, especially if your environment is dark. So I feel like I've learned a lot slowly about like, okay, let's turn the lights off, let's like create the space that is zen. And you know, like I'm trying to be more intentional about that, like the earlier in the night, I as early as I can do it, I'll do it. So yeah,
cool. Yeah, I feel like for me personally, like the routines that I like I'm still trying to figure out or work on is just my weekends. Like I think because I just like use all my energy at work, I like have to have these like strict kind of set things during the week, which then kind of helps set me up for success.
Mm-hmm.
But on the weekends, a lot of times I just have these like wide open days. Of course I have like social things here and there, but I sometimes struggle with like how to use my time on the weekend and don't feel like I have good routines for the weekend. And so that's something I'm trying to work on.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I also feel like sometimes I'll forget that routines are like an act of self-love and self-compassion. And sometimes I'm like, well, it's the weekend, I don't need a routine. And it's like, you definitely don't if that's what rest looks like to you. And being restorative is like not doing a routine. But I feel like even just small, like a super truncated version of your morning routine actually sets me up for like some of the best Saturdays that I've.
Same.
So I try to remember it's like not a punishment. It actually sets me up usually to have a better day, even if that day is Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I found like getting up and like you said, like just changing into athleisure out of PJs like helps me set me up, even if I have like a slow morning ahead of me, to just like do things here and there that I want to get done.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Yep. So when you do feel like you have your wits about you, what does like a Saturday look like for you? Or do you have like goals of like, well, your ideal Saturday? What would that look like? Either one.
Yeah. I still wake up pretty early. Like today I woke up at 6:45. I'd say like between 7:30 is like normal. But like I just still go to bed pretty early on the, like last night I still went to bed around 9 because like it's just like my body clock. So I'm not like, I'm still getting a lot of sleep. So yeah, I get up, I'll like chill in bed and like read in bed and be on my phone like for 45 minutes, like since I have nowhere to be. So I won't get out of bed probably until like 8:30, let's say. Go downstairs, make coffee, usually like kind of clean the kitchen, because yeah, like I definitely on weekends I'm not serving my future self like you do so well, so probably have to like clean up a little bit. And then that's where I start to like struggle of like, well, my day's open, so like I could work out now, or I could do it later, or I could do laundry now, or I could do it later, or I could like, and I think I just like sit there for a while thinking like, what do I feel like, what do I want to do? And I just like almost in paralyzed. Like, I paralyzed myself with, like, all the I don't know.
So
should I?
Options. It sometimes feels paralyzing. Like, sometimes nothing's more intimidating to me than a day where I have no plans. And it's like, that should be so exciting. That's, like, the best. It can be whatever you want it to be. And then you're like, wait, what do I want it to be? Because this could go like 72 different ways right now.
I know.
Yeah.
So yeah, I usually just kind of do things around the house and then eventually like feel ready to work out. I really just don't like working out in the morning. I just like, I think I need more water. I need more food, like to feel like it's like feel strong in a workout. So
I would agree.
Yeah. And then usually we have something like around the house we have to do, or like if we have somewhere to be or something at that point of the day. But
what
yeah,
around
I
the house?
I just hate that I'm always like, I don't know, what should I do? Like, and I can't like, I like can't make a decision sometimes.
That's so funny.
Crazy.
What kind of house stuff? Give us an example.
Like yesterday, Max put a storm door up, like a glass door on our front door.
Mm-hmm.
Or like right now, I'm picking out blinds for our house, like things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the mental capacity to do that when you get home on a weekday is minimal.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, and I really like have known myself, and just some of it I think is the nature of my job. Like I have to do that stuff on the weekends because I just don't have it in me on a weeknight.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I totally get that. That's so true. I feel like we're both in a season of like nesting a little bit. And I feel like the weekend is the only time I can do anything with like interiors ever. I feel like I've been at IKEA like multiple past Saturdays because I'm like, this is just the only time I have to do it.
Yeah, like the only time I have the energy too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. What about you? Do you feel like your weekends you're able to structure at all, or I don't know?
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like the podcast has added a little bit of structure. Like sometimes on our Saturdays, you and me will pod. I feel like we are pretty flexible either between Saturday or Sunday. Like today is Sunday and we're doing it now. So I feel like we decide like a couple of days before, and then we're kind of like, okay, cool, make the link, you know, kind of again, like schedule it in our calendar. So I think having, depending on the day we do that, I feel like that day is a little bit more organized for me because I'm kind of like, oh, I have an appointment. I have the thing I need to be at and go do. So I kind of plan my day around that. And sometimes that's easier for me. Like if I just have one anchoring thing in the day, that's the ideal weekend for me. Like if I know last Saturday, the only thing I had to do was go get drinks with my friends outside in like the gorgeous sunshine at 4 p.m. And I was like, perfect. And that helps me be like, okay, how do I want to spend the rest of my day? And I love spending it with friends too, but also it kind of depends what I did the night before. Like if my friends and I went out the night before and we were out until 1:30 in the morning, then I'm not going to set an alarm. Like my gift to myself on the weekends is like, I don't have to get up and I can give myself like that extra sleep. So if I can sleep in till like 9 or 10, I'll totally do it. And then I will get up and kind of do my same like breakfast vibe. And then my treat on the weekends too is like a coffee out. I really enjoy like a latte that somebody else made and not myself.
That's a
good just
one.
Hits a little different. So if it's like a nice day, I'll just go walk 10 minutes to the coffee shop in my neighborhood and get a bougie. It's like, you know, it's like $8. But I'm like, you know, it's once a week, every other
morning. Yeah, it's your treat.
I make myself coffee, so that's okay. And I go get that. And sometimes they have a little bakery. So if I want like a little croissant or something, like I love getting that little treat. You get your walk in, and then I come back, and then I'll kind of sometimes refer to my to-do list if I don't have plans with people like right away. I'll refer to my to-do list and be like, I wanted to go get frames or something. Okay, cool. Let's go to IKEA. Like I'm big about getting taking a protein bar with me, putting in my purse, getting in the car. And like, I love like a Saturday morning errand or two. Like I live for it. Like the fun errands where I'm like, ooh, I'm going to go to Target and get these things on my list. And then I'm going to peruse because I have time because it's Saturday. I don't like to grocery shop on Saturday. That doesn't feel fun for me. I'm definitely more of a Sunday.
I just hate it, period. But
I know. And everyone else is, of course, also grocery shopping on Sunday. Yeah. So it's not the best day to do it. But even sometimes on like a random Monday night, I'll like go do it just because Trader Joe's is so much less crowded. So that's kind of like something I've figured out as well. Like sometimes that zaps the fun out of my weekend. So I'm like, okay, well, if I have enough food, then I don't have to. I'll just go right after work or right after Pilates or something and just do a quick stop. But yeah, I feel like if I have like one thing anchoring
I agree
both
with
my
that.
Days, I'm so into that. And then honestly, I need some time by myself.
Yeah.
And then like a lot of walks with friends like will happen. That's kind of leisurely because a lot of my friends live close by. Yep,
I do that a lot.
Yeah, if there's like a new shop I want to go to, I'll like take my coffee that I got and go like see a new gift shop or like see or go to a new coffee place. Like there's endless. I try to try one new thing a weekend because it's so there's so many.
I like that.
So whether that's a taco or a coffee or something. Yeah. And then
okay, cool.
Yeah, that's kind of it. It looks a little different weekend to weekend. But I agree.
Yeah, like me too. Depending on how busy I am.
Because if my day's too busy, it just feels like another weekday of like time block time, and I don't want every hour accounted for on the weekends for sure.
Yeah.
So yeah. I think that's me.
Cool.
Is there anything, speaking of like now that we've done our routine weekday, like night and evenings, is there anything, or weekends too, is there anything that you wish you or want to incorporate? And are there any changes you're like, you know, I'd really like to incorporate this into my routine and this, or this is what I'm working towards or anything like that? Or are you pretty like, this serves me, it's going well, I'm just gonna like keep doing what I'm doing?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I like what I do. I like that you've said that you fill up your little hydration station the night before, because I think that would help me. I definitely am trying to work on being a more hydrated girly, because I just I've never been good at that. Yeah. And then I think, yeah, again, just kind of trying to add some structure to my weekends is my other big goal that I want to work on. Cause I just every weekend feel blah about like, not just like resting. I have good rest time, but like making sure I'm getting what I want done also.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe those like anchoring things, like maybe there's something like on Wednesday or Thursday, you like brainstorm and you just find one thing, or you're like, oh, we're going to this winery at 4. Okay, cool. And that just like, for some reason, gives me a lot more of an ability to like do whatever else I want to do during that day until that happens.
Definitely agree with that. I'm trying to gua sha more. I'm just, again, not very consistent about some of that kind of stuff.
Alex pre-wedding was gua shaing every single night. Like, I've never seen consistency with gua sha like I did with you pre-wedding. I would walk past her room in our apartment in the fan, and she's gua shaing the shit out of her face.
That
and
so good.
Look at her wedding pictures.
So
it works. It fucking works.
Know.
So you should. So, but
I'm trying to be more consistent.
Yeah,
I do it like willy nilly once a week.
Yeah, you don't have to be wedding
like a loser,
but you could be like 20% less than that, and that would still be good.
So
when
that's
would
the
you
other
want to do that at night, or
I have to do it at night? Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I mean, I don't even wash my face in the morning. Like, I'm telling you, I'm a lazy girl on the weekdays.
Well, they say not to wash it with cleanser like in the morning and at night. Like, you, it's kind of like you can just, because you have serums and stuff on your face from your skincare, which I realized I didn't say in my nightly routine, but like after I shower, I do all my skincare. Okay.
Obviously.
So yes, please. Many steps to do that. And then the next morning, like they really say you can just really use
water.
Yeah. Like medium temperature water. Just get all that off your face and then
Do it again. I can do
that. I think you're kind of fine if you don't do that.
Okay. Sometimes I feel like I should rinse off the night stuff before I then put the morning stuff on, but
right.
I don't know what comes to mind for you. Anything that you?
I still have a long way to go with my morning routine, I will say.
I do not think so.
No, not like I like everything I'm doing now, so it's not like I want that to change or be like I have to get up.
You want it to be earlier.
I want it to be a little bit earlier, but also I'm good in the 7 o'clock range. Like if I'm between 7:30.
Okay, so you're almost there. I think your 15-minute thing is a great idea.
Yeah. I think the
gradual
timing.
What's 15 more minutes?
I know. Sometimes it's everything. Sometimes it's nothing. That's the thing, you know?
I know.
It's not so much about the timing. It's actually about connecting to myself, like, spiritually. Like, I'm not doing anything in the morning to, I feel like sometimes I just get up, think immediately about what I'm doing, turn into a robot. And I do go my walk, and that's very good for me because we are plants that need sunshine and water. So I'm doing the sunshine and the water thing. But
yeah,
I would love to have, my ideal would be like I get up and physically get myself
read
out of bed and maybe go to the couch, actually, just so I'm not, because if I think if I stay in bed and read, I will just go back to sleep. Like I have to get out of bed if I want to do something intentional with my morning. So ideally I would like get out of bed and go, and I would actually love to do like a meditation. I've just been enjoying it so much this year, and I just don't, every day that I do it, I feel like I have such a different day and I'm connected to myself in a different way. And I'd also love to write something down, like just anything. It could be two sentences.
Yeah.
It could be a page. Like, I know a lot of people do morning pages. They say also, especially for creative professions, like a lot of my textbooks in grad school were like, morning pages are great. You dump out all of your thoughts.
That makes sense.
A lot of stuff going around, even though I think everybody's creative and like everybody would probably benefit from doing that. And it maybe just gets rid of the swirling thoughts. Mm-hmm. So if I could have 30 minutes on my couch where I do like a 10-15 minute meditation and still am connecting back to myself and my higher purpose and connecting to my higher spiritual being, which for me is the Lord. And so do that. And then also, like, sometimes I write in my journal, my therapist suggested writing, what would I have my own soul know today? And then just see what comes out after that question.
Cool.
And it's been such a beautiful experience to do that too. But I just don't give myself quite the time to like tap in the morning. And I think that would set my day up for success too, mentally, you know, just
I hear you on that. Yeah.
In a different
I guess
place.
I just have such a, like, that to me is like all weekend shit. Like, I can only do that shit on the weekends. Like, I just know myself, I can't do it during the week, but that's just me. And that's just my schedule. But, like you said, we have very different jobs and things like that. So,
And I think that's the power of, like, I try it, and then if it's like not working, it's like you don't have to push against it so hard and make it something. It's not like, I think it's like, if I can't do it, or I just find myself not doing it, like maybe not forcing it, and then being like, okay, I wonder why I'm not doing it. Okay, maybe this is like a Saturday, Sunday thing for me. So again, I could also see myself kind of pushing it to the weekend too. But something about,
or like,
I
maybe at night, it's equally as powerful. Like, I get the idea of setting up your day, but sometimes it does start at night, the setting up your day for the next day. So
totally,
it could be just as powerful then.
A great day starts the night before.
So true.
I believe it in my soul. I didn't come up with that. A book says that, but it's like that, making the bed, like little wins. I'm like, I'll take all the little wins I can get. Like, my weekday self needs a win.
Yeah, I get that.
But I loved hearing our routines. I love hearing your routines. I still feel like I learned so many new things about you. And now I feel like truly from dusk till dawn, I just picture you living your life. And I know exactly what you're doing at any given time. I love it.
Love it.
It's so cute.
Well, girl, you need to go enjoy that sunshine.
I know. I might have to head to the lounge chair and the pool and get margaritas.
What are you going to drink? Margaritas?
I've been doing a lot of skinny margaritas or spicy marg. My mom gets mango spicy margs, which are very good. They also give you, the mango man comes around every day and he gives you mango on a stick. And it's like,
it looks so good. It's so fresh.
So juicy. It's so fresh. It's like the best fruit. Mango's the best fruit. I'm sorry. Like,
it's really good. But my problem with it is, like, it's only good in a tropical place.
I
don't know, like, it's just not the same at a Connecticut grocery store. It's just not.
It does not hit the same. You're so right. That's why I
think, but it is so good.
I know, the times I do get access to it, I'm like, I feel like I'm eating a plate of mango a day here because it's so delicious. So
okay, we'll enjoy.
Yeah, and the good thing about routines is, like, vacation, I'm not really on my routine, but some things I do, like, I, like, I'll just go and be like, oh, like, I, like, my body needs to walk. So I'll just, like, go on the treadmill for 30 minutes, walk, and then, like, go out to the beach if I need to do that. And then it's like, if I sleep in, I sleep in. But my mom is, like, sort of shading me. Like, I've been up for hours. She's like, I got our seats at the pool. I'm like, okay, thank you. But this morning, I got up at 7:15 with her. We went on a morning beach walk, and it was really fun.
Cute. Okay, cute.
The morning light does hit different. So sometimes that makes it worthwhile. But yeah, so today I was a morning person. Go me.
Go you. I love that. But don't force something you're not. Like, I don't think,
Come
I just hate this
mother.
Idea, like, we can only be productive from 5 to 9 a.m. Like,
yeah, no.
That's not the case.
If that's the case, I'm an absolute objective failure. Like, it's not true.
No. Not true.
Yeah. Yeah. I like demystifying some of those things, because I also just realize how insanely productive Americans are. Like, we are obsessed with, like, having our job, having our side hobby, and I'm guilty of it. Like, we do this podcast, I'm obsessed with it. Like, I love all the work I do for the podcast and stuff too. sometimes I'm just like, damn, when am I just like living to live? I just feel like I look at some people in Europe where I'll like see TikToks of like girls living in Spain and they're like, people are just living life. They're not like climbing the corporate ladder every second. And so I also think that trickle down mindset feeds into how Definitely. We think about routines and all that stuff. And I feel like having grace for yourself is also very important. You can be intentional with your time and still have grace for yourself if like certain days it just doesn't go the way you thought it was going to go.
I think that's a perfect note to end on.
Love. Well, would love to hear about y'all's routines. Hit us up. I think I asked some questions yesterday on stories, but I haven't checked the answers, so I'll see.
Or like something in a routine of yours that like you think more people should do. Like,
yeah,
we're here for it. Like, teach us.
Yes, please teach us. I have this time blocking like pad of paper that I ordered from like Etsy, and I loved it when I was like starting to get into time blocking and stuff. So if you have any like tools or apps or like habit tracking stuff, that could be really fun to learn about too.
Very cool. I love it.
Yeah. Well, I love you.
Love you.
Alex is gonna be at my house in 3 weekends or 4 weekends. I'm so excited. I could see you this
month.
Yes, lots of cool stuff coming your way. We'll definitely do lots of live pods. Very excited.
Okay.
Okay.
Go enjoy the day, girl.
Okay.
Love you.